You have a chance to be a part of history right now. It's Carm's America Quiz. 312-981-7200. How well do you know this country? You have an opportunity to prove it right now on WGN. Two contestants, 312-981-7200. You are going to be competing also against Joe Brand. Joe Brand, how well do you know this country?
I'm a little nervous for this quiz.
You are a little nervous for the Carm America quiz?
I feel like if I were to take the constitutional test or, you know, have to go through something to become a citizen, I would be very embarrassed with my knowledge.
Okay. I mean, I don't think I'm going to be doing quite that. This is more, and by the way, I'm open to having multiple. People can play this game.
I was going to say, Don Kleppen could probably run circles around us.
I don't know about that. I really don't. I tried to think of the Declaration of Independence words yesterday and just fell on my face.
Let's make it a five lap. We'll take Kleppen and three callers. Let's make it like a complete free for all.
Yeah.
This is Carm's America Quiz. Now, I might have taken these questions from somewhere and didn't completely think them through solely on my own. But I did pick out some amazing questions about the United States of America. And I might, depending on time, and we've got Mike Ditka coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, Shaquille O'Neal in the 12 o'clock hour with you till 1 o'clock. But I might read something from Doug Glanville today, who put out a great piece over the Marquee Sports Network on what the 4th of July means to him, and it is straight beautiful. But here, let's see who we got here on the old phone line. Daryl, do you know America well, Daryl?
I sure hope so. Mark.
Hey, Daryl, I believe in you. You sound a little bit nervous, but I got confidence in you. Credentials, Daryl, you were born where? How old are you?
I was born in Northwest Illinois, lived in Chicago all of my adult life.
Uh-huh. All right. I like it. All right. Daryl, I, again, believing in you, hang on. Let me just decipher the direction of the talents that we have here. Charlie, welcome in, Charlie. Why do you think you're going to win Carm's America Quiz?
Oh, I know I was a history major, so hopefully I can do something here.
Charlie, I believe in you. Hang on.
You just won.
Yeah, you're in trouble. Hang on. Charlie is at PointsBet. Charlie is a heavy favorite right now. Derek, do you think you can compete in this game, the Carm American Quiz?
Yes.
Okay, why do you say that, Derek?
Oh, I majored in history in college.
Another history major. I mean, we are going to home base right now.
A couple of ringers.
We got Daryl, Charlie, and Derek. What'd you major in, Joe Brand?
Well, broadcast journalism, of course.
Well, of course. Well, I did not. I was a psychology major, so I would. I'm failing this, as in what I'm doing right now, and I'd fail the America Quiz. But good for me. I have the answers. Kleppen, what'd you major in?
Also broadcast journalism.
All right.
So here we go.
Here we go. All right. So I'm going to throw these out, and we'll see who gets them right, and we might eliminate some people here. I'm not exactly sure how this all is going to go. But the first question, and since, Daryl, you were the first one in here, let me bring you back in here. Daryl, first question for you. What is the most populated state in America? What is the most populated state in America? Daryl.
California
says Daryl. Hang on, Charlie. What do you got? Most populated state?
I'm going with California.
Another California. Derek, you want to go off the board? Or are you sticking with California?
California.
Another California. Anybody between in sports and news? Brand Kleppen.
I'll say New York just to be different.
New York.
Yeah, we're talking just what most people overall.
Most populated. Yep.
Okay, thank God I didn't go first. I'm going to go with California.
Yeah, good job. California is correct. Don Kleppen has been eliminated.
Oh, boy. This is
cutthroat. Yeah, I didn't know.
I mean, we got five contestants.
Yeah, that's true.
Somebody's got to go. But I want you to still weigh in, Kleppen, when everybody gets it wrong.
Can do.
Okay, let's see here. This is a little bit tougher. What is the oldest city in the United States? The question that I actually found online was, is Philadelphia the oldest? And the answer to that is no. Some people would think Philadelphia would be, Declaration of Independence, all that. What is the oldest city in the U.S.? No cheating, by the way. If anybody's Googling this, I'm watching you, Bran, Kleppen, and you too, Daryl, Charlie, and Derek. Charlie, you get to go first in this. What's the oldest city in the U.S.?
I'm going to say Boston.
Boston, okay. You know, I'm just going to give a hint here, and Charlie, no offense, because you didn't get this hint. That's probably not fair to you, but think really off the board here. Derek, what's the oldest city in the U.S.? Derek?
Jamestown.
Jamestown. Hang on. Interesting. Daryl, oldest city in the United States of America?
I'd say St. Augustine, Florida.
St. Augustine, Florida, out of nowhere. Brand?
I actually had this idea before Daryl said it. I'm going to say Jamestown, too.
Jamestown. Okay. And that, and Kleppen's out. And so the answer, who got that right? I think it was Daryl. Or maybe it was Derek, what did you say? Derek, what was your answer? You had
Jamestown.
You had Jamestown. Daryl is correct here. St. Augustine, Florida is the oldest city in the United States. Is that not amazing?
Man, you wouldn't think of that.
You would not think that. So, Daryl, you have a point. We're going to play. We're going to keep rolling here.
These rules just are very flexible.
It's a little. Well, I can't eliminate Charlie and Derek on one thing, but I can't eliminate. What I've learned is I can't eliminate in studio presence for a wrong answer. So I apologize to Don Kleppen. Hang on a second here. We're gonna have our winner coming on back here. We got to take a 2 minute timeout. Hang in there, Charlie, Derek, Daryl, and you. This is the greatest July 4th on July 5th America quiz game in the history of 720 WGN. We are in the middle of our America quiz. I think I've decided now that we're playing to four. We're playing to four, or maybe three. One of the two. Four or three, depending on what we do. But I'm easing up the questions here. I'm expecting some good answers. We're going to do some true or false to come on back here. Carm's America quiz on the 4th of July weekend. True or false? Joe Brand, Barack Obama was the 43rd president. True or false?
False.
False for Brand.
Oh, shoot.
Daryl, true or false? Barack Obama was the 43rd president.
False.
False, okay. Charlie, true or false?
I'll go false.
False. Derek, true or false, sir?
True.
Derek! You did not get a point. Everybody else did. It is false. He was the 44th president. So that means that Daryl has two, Brand has one, Charlie has one, and Derek, you're still alive, but you're in the bottom spot of the
open. Okay. So the first question.
First question didn't count. That was an irrelevant question.
Except
that was
to eliminate
that,
me.
That was a warm up just to get Kleppen out. Correct.
Nice.
Okay. Here we go. Let's see. Derek, you're up first here. Can you stay in the game? What was Mark Twain's real name? What was Mark Twain's real name?
Samuel Clemens.
Samuel Clemens. You know what we're gonna do here, Derek? You are correct, and I'm not going to give anybody else an opportunity to answer that question, because that is correct, and now you've got one, and I feel better about the fact that you're tied up, and this is more exciting.
Another new rule.
This is one of the great games.
It's surprising Jeopardy is still searching for a new host. I mean, you're just handling this so well.
I think I'm doing a great job. All right. Hey, Daryl, you are up. What is the longest river in the United States? What is the longest river in the United States?
This is probably a trick question, and I can only imagine you as the host of Jeopardy, but I'm going to say the Mississippi.
The Mississippi. Daryl, hang on. Joe Brand, would you like to agree? Are you concurring?
Yeah, but it's funny because I didn't think it was a trick question, and I was expecting him to go with a different answer. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Mississippi.
You're
going to
go with Mississippi. Charlie.
I'm going Mississippi also.
Mississippi as well. Derek, I'm going to give you a hint. They're all wrong. Can you get it right? What is
the Missouri River
is correct.
Boom.
There you go. Good job, Derek. Now Derek with two, tied with Daryl with two. Brandon and Charlie have one. This is fascinating. This is where we really are hitting on all cylinders here. 10:21. All right, I got a little bit more time. I'm loving these questions. Okay, here's a good history lesson for you. In 1960, Ruby Bridges became the first black student to integrate an elementary school in what state? In what state did Ruby Bridges, 1960, the first black student to integrate an elementary school? Charlie.
Alabama.
Derek.
Arkansas.
Daryl.
Alabama.
Brand.
Alabama.
That is an offer. We have our first offer on the card.
New Orleans, Louisiana.
There it is. Kleppen, back in the game. Can I just bring?
Yay! All right. Well, I've been here, but I kept my mic off the whole time, so I was shouting the answers.
Did you look that up?
Yes. I did.
Okay, that's honesty.
I have Google in front of me.
I actually should give you 2 points: one for correct answer and two for honesty. But yeah. you get none.
But I get eliminated.
Yeah, you're still eliminated. We can't. Okay. We can't do that.
Understood.
All right. Okay. Here we go. 2-2-1-1. We're going to four or maybe three. Who was the first American to travel into space? Derek.
John Glenn.
Daryl.
John Glenn.
Charlie.
John Glenn.
Brand.
They steered me wrong last time. I'm going to go with Alan B. Shepard.
Alan B. Shepard is correct. Joe Brand nowhere has tied up Derek and Daryl. Charlie, you got one. Don't worry, you're still in it. This is the Carm game. Anything can happen at any moment. You're still alive, but we have a three-way tie with two in the Carm America trivia game on 720 WGN. Yes, we've got Mike Ditka coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, Shaq at 12:30. A very important story coming up at 10:30. But now we move along to, let's see here. All right, which state was the last to join the USA? Let's see here. I think we are at Daryl. Daryl, last state to join the USA?
Hawaii.
Charlie?
I want to say Hawaii.
Derek?
Hawaii.
Brand?
I'm going to go again upstream. Alaska.
Alaska is incorrect. Brand sticking it to Derek and Daryl moving ahead. I like that Alaska play a lot. Charlie, you have two. Let's see here. What did I just do? 3-3. Derek and Daryl. Brand and Charlie have two. I know you're following along at home. All right. We're playing to four. It's almost over. I'm going to be emotional here. All right, what do I want to do? What's the question that's going to move the needle here? Let's go with this one. Who created, this is a tough one, this is for the win here, who created the 50-star pattern on the U.S. flag? I'll give a hint. You can give a name, but it doesn't necessarily need to be a name. There's a hint for you. Charlie, what do you got?
Betsy Ross.
Okay. Derek?
President Eisenhower.
Daryl?
I have no idea.
Excellent answer. One that I've used many times in my life. Not going to get you the point, but it's honest. I like it. Yep, no problem. Joe Brand, who created the 50-star pattern of the U.S. flag?
I also have no idea, but I'm off of your hint. I'm going to go with the First Lady at the time.
The answer, according to Carm's quiz, that is a good question. I love Daryl chiming in on that. The answer is a high school student. So congratulations to a high school student.
Very equivalent to our host of this game show.
Hey, that is an unfair attack. Look at Daryl.
That was unkind.
Daryl, I'm going to leave you up because your reactions are gold. All right, last one here. I think we're going to get a winner. Whose face? Actually, Daryl, I got to put you on holder because you can't go first here. I think Derek is up. Whose face appears on a $50 bill?
U.S. Grant.
Derek, Daryl?
I'm going to guess Grant also.
Also guessing Grant. Charlie?
Grant.
Brand?
Ulysses S. Grant.
Okay, fine. I knew it was too easy. All right, everybody got that one. I can't win when everybody gets it. Let me give one more.
Could we also eliminate somebody else and bring in a Darren? Because I think then our three contestants wouldn't be as confusing.
Derek, Daryl, and Darren. Charlie, you're the unicorn in the group here right now. We appreciate you. All right, last one, win or and or lose. Here we go. What is the address of the White House? What is the address of the White House? Charlie.
1600 West Pennsylvania.
West Pennsylvania Avenue. Interesting. Derek, hang on a second here. Derek, what's your answer?
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Daryl.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. Brand?
1515 Mockingbird Lane.
I am going with, let's see here, everybody got it right. Daryl, you put Washington, D.C. Who had the West in there? Was that Charlie? I think it was Charlie. You know what I've decided? Amazingly?
Don Kleppen is the winner.
Yes.
Oh,
this is the key.
Oops.
Oh no.
No, we're okay.
That
we're
was just
okay.
A joke.
That was a joke.
Joe Brand.
Hey, Daryl.
I'm not in it.
Hey, Charlie. Hey, Derek. Hey, Don. Hey, Joe. You know what? Guess what? You're all
what?
Winners
yeah.
on the Car yeah. America, because this is America.
Yes.
And this one, we're all, just for playing today. I know people get all hot and bothered by participation trophies, but at this moment, you're all winners.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You're awesome. Hey, Derek, you're great. Thanks for joining, man, all right?
Thank you.
Have a great 4th of July. Charlie, you're the man.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you, brother. And Daryl? I'm putting your laugh track into management. You might be getting a call from Mary Sandberg Boyle, all right?
It was indeed a pleasure.
It was our pleasure, Daryl. All right, quick timeout. News coming up, 720 WGN.